This is the Best of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in chapter 3 of the book of Philippians today, where Paul begins with verse 2, criticizing the Judaizers. Now, the Judaizers, they looked at Christianity kind of backwards. They thought that what they did made them believers rather than the free gift of grace that was given and is given by Jesus Christ. What believers do is a result of faith, not a prerequisite to faith. This has been confirmed by the early church leaders at the Jerusalem Council some 11 years earlier than this passage was written. No person should try to add anything to Christ's offer of salvation, grace through faith. I know it's easy to place an emphasis on religious effort more than internal faith, but God values the attitude of our hearts above all else. So don't judge people's spirituality by their fulfillment of rituals or some level of human activity. Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 2, Paul warns this church in Philippi, saying, "Watch out for those wicked men, those dangerous dogs I call them, who say you must be circumcised in order to be saved." Beware of the dogs. Well, gee, Paul, that's kind of some serious language there. Clearly, Paul's demeanor changes quite dramatic here from the rest of the letter. We can assume, therefore, that whatever is behind this change, well, it's some serious stuff as far as Paul is concerned. Now, for the record, I'm with Paul on this and his approach, because you see, some people, well, just don't endear me to niceties, nor do some situations encourage me to soft pedal my reaction. Look, sometimes when someone is careening off of a cliff, well, I'm inclined to yell, "Dude, you're heading off the cliff!" And not, you know, somehow schedule an appointment to discuss the issue over coffee. Nor am I apt to warm my hands around the fires of those who eat sheep and spit out the bones. But frankly, I'm often astonished at some people's offended egos when they get scolded for burning down the house. There is indeed a time for mercy and patience and compassion. But there's also a time to throw down. Jesus had his, Paul had his, Peter had his, and then Moses and Elijah, etc., etc. Paul knew that false doctrine and false teachers would be unrelenting, not to mention dangerous. As soon as one and their garbage is debunked, well, another one seems to come down the pike. And some people, lacking in the Holy Spirit's control, just seem invariably to fall for it over and over again and again. You know, if it's a talking wolf, well, then they're all Facebook buddies with them and texting and emailing and hanging out. And then finally, when the day comes that their friend is proven to be a wolf, well, then they're promptly off to the local bookstore to pick up a new feel-good heresy. These folks, they seem to never get in the game. They never take their place in the body of Christ. They just constantly go contrary to everyone else, and it's always based on their pride. When Paul warns them, and he does just the same, he does so in strong, "you're heading off the cliff" language. Paul knows that false teaching kills our joy. Jesus had a little to say about this himself in Matthew chapter 7. He said, "Don't give that which is holy to the dogs, neither throw your pearls before the pigs, lest perhaps they trample them under the feet and turn and tear you to pieces." And then in Matthew 7:15-16, going on with the same idea, said, "Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way that they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" Peter, he throws down in all of this too. He says in 1 Peter 2:19, "Promising them liberty while they themselves are bondservants of corruption. For a man is brought into bondage by whoever overcomes him. For if, after they have escaped the defilement of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again, notice, again entangled in it and overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first." For it would be better for them to not have known the way of righteousness than after having known it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, the dog turns to his own vomit again. The prophet Isaiah described them as, quote, greedy dogs which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain from his own territory. And then finally, Matthew Henry remarks, it seems to be this to which the apostle here seems to refer. Dogs, for their malice against the faithful professors of the gospel of Christ, barking at them and biting them. They cried up good works in opposition to the faith of Christ, but Paul calls them evil workers. They boasted themselves to be of the circumcision, but he calls them the concision. They rent and tore the church of Christ and cut it to pieces.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.